Guitar Player magazine once produced a list of the 25 guitarists who shook the world. It included Jimi Hendrix, Eddie Van Halen, and Jim Hall. The great jazz guitarist's influence spanned more than half a century and earned him the National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master Honor. Jim Hall died in his sleep early yesterday morning, just days after celebrating his 83rd birthday. NPR's Tom Cole has this appreciation.
Jim Hall was a guitar god, not in the sense that he could blaze through a zillion notes a minute. In fact, quite the opposite. Hall was worshipped by guitarists around the world, and you'd never know it from talking to him, as I did earlier this year.
I don't really have all that much technique anyway, so I try to do the best with what I have, you know.
He didn't start with much. He and his brother were raised by a single mother in public housing in Cleveland. Yet he told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1989 that she managed to buy him a guitar when he was 9.
We sort of paid it off a dollar and a quarter or something a week to this music store in Cleveland, and I took lessons. I think the lessons were 75 cents, and the rest went toward the guitar. So it took about a year to actually pay it off.
Hall went on to study composition and theory at the Cleveland Institute of Music. There was no guitar program there in the early 1950s, but he wanted to be a guitarist, so he took off for Los Angeles, where he made his name in the late drummer Chico Hamilton's adventurous group in 1955. 2 years later, Hall was leading his own group. When the guitarist moved to New York, his talents caught the attention of the man known as the saxophone colossus, Sonny Rollins.
He was able to be a dominant player, a very forceful player, but he was also sensitive. You know, that was remarkable. So he was ideal, as far as I was concerned, for the band that we had together.
Hall's playing with Rollins cemented the guitarist's reputation as a musician who knew when to play hard and when to leave spaces between the notes, an approach that influenced guitarist John Scofield.
It was this very elegant thing that he did that affected all the guitar players after him, I think.
Guitarists like 25-year-old Julian Lage, who first met and was encouraged by Hall when Lage was an 11-year-old phenom. The two became friends and performed together.
For someone who has had such an impact on just the aesthetic of improvised music and guitar as a total guitar hero, there was such a degree of humility that it wasn't that he downplayed what he did, but he had this sense that it was part of something way bigger.
And in typical fashion, Jim Hall always thought he could be better. He always tried new sounds and new groups.
The past is a nice place to visit, but I would not want to live there. I'd like to go straight ahead.
Thankfully, he took a lot of us along for the ride. Tom Cole, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.